now, Eve Arden, another of your stars on parade. Transcribed from New York City, your Army and your Air Force present a light comedy titled It Pays to Advertise, starring as Trudy Van Buren, Eve Arden. Our story opens in the office of the Ackerman Advertising Agency. Henry Ackerman, the boss, has just finished praising his best copywriter and salesman, or rather, saleswoman, Trudy Van Buren, for the splendid work she's been doing while working regular 16-hour days and weekends.
Now, Trudy, I realize you've been working long hours and deserve a rest. But we have got to have that advertising copy ready for the McGoldrick Brick Company tomorrow. Old man McGoldrick will blow his top if we're late.
All right. As usual, I'll start working on it yesterday. For you, I'm a slave. I'm your girl Friday every day. Why, I had to pick out advertising for a career. I should have been a lady plumber.
Yes, well, we'll be plumb out of business if you don't meet that deadline tomorrow. Well, I have to leave for an important...
Funny man. Oh, dear. Other girls have glamorous products to write about. Perfume, cosmetics, fur coats, nice shiny cars. And what kind of clients do I get? Foundry equipment, furnaces, oil burners, building bricks. Why couldn't I write about nice glittering rubies or something? I can just see me in rubies and a mink coat. Would I slink and mink? Oh, well. Right now, I'd better slink over this typewriter and that singing commercial from a Goldrick. Let's see now.
Now, as Trudy, wishing for glamour and romance, diligently goes to work on the McGoldrick account, let's drop into the office of another advertising agency across town, the headquarters of O'Brien, Ryan, Day, and Shea.
Good morning, T.J. You wanted to see me?
Oh, yes, Joe. I want you to go after that McGoldrick brick account. Go out and see McGoldrick. He's a tough customer, but I'm sure you can handle him. His advertising is terrible. We can do much better than that broken-down job he's been getting.
Right, T.J. Who's working on it now?
Well, I don't know for sure. It might be Ackerman. Maybe you'll be able to find out who writes the copy when you get over there. But handle it diplomatically. We want that business.
Okay, will do. I'll see if I can find out who the guy is. But first, I want you to hear this commercial I wrote for Alfalfa Amalgamated.
Oh, yes, yes. I want to hear that. They're hot on this new idea for breakfast cereal in colors. Go ahead.
Do your kiddies whine and cry at breakfast time? Does Daddy have to eat all the cereal to show how it's done? If this is true in your house, ladies, then here's what to do. Today, this very morning, don't walk but run to your nearest grocery store or supermarket and get a giant-sized box of Alpha Flakes. It's the only cereal made from real alfalfa. They're never soggy, never mushy. Instead of absorbing milk, Alpha Flakes actually repel it. You have to fight the flakes down in your cereal bowl. They're noiseless, too. No more loud cracking and popping to disturb you. Alpha Flakes will soon come in assorted colors. Red, green, blue, yellow, orange, and purple. For a more colorful breakfast, get the original Alpha Flakes in the handy 2-pound package.
Ah, good, good, good. Now, maybe we can get those crates of Alpha Flakes out of our reception room. Now, get out there and see McGoldrick.
I'm Trudy Van Buren of Ackerman Advertising. I'd like to see Mr. McGoldrick, please.
Would you have a seat in the next room, Miss Van Buren? You'll have to wait a few minutes.
Oh, well, all right, thank you. Nice place he has here. It does seem to me he could be a bit more advertising conscious. Maybe he could even arrange to have brick furniture. It wouldn't be too comfortable, but Oh, brother, it would be novel. A bit hard on the disposition, though, I imagine.
Oh, excuse me. I thought I'd find Mr. McGoldrick in here.
Well, I believe he's busy right now, but I think
that's all right. I'm not in any hurry. I just finished writing a radio commercial.
You did? Well, so did I. Oh, but I don't suppose you're interested.
You did? Well, sure I'm interested. I'm interested in anything a lovely young lady like you could write.
Oh, you're just saying that because I am a lovely young lady. Incidentally, I'm Trudy Van Buren.
I'm Joe Williams.
Well, that takes care of the first 6 months of our mutual friendship. Now let's talk shop.
Well, there isn't too much to talk about.
Good. I like a man who doesn't talk much.
In my radio copy, I'm pointing out the fact that our product is never soggy or soft.
That should be good news to homeowners.
To homeowners? Oh, yeah, sure. I suppose it would be a great boon to family life.
Of course. And it would mean a lot to new housing communities.
Well, I suppose you could say so, although I don't see. Oh, you mean that there'll be so many potential customers in the new homes?
Yes, that's it. I guess. I'm beginning to wonder.
And more besides, Miss Van B, they're noiseless.
Noiseless? Sounds positively fascinating. Tell me, how can you handle them without making any noise?
Oh, it's easy. You just soak them in milk.
In milk, hmm? Oh, I guess that's how they get the white-colored ones. Well, you certainly have something there. In fact, it might hit the country like a load of bricks.
Well, that's the idea. We'd certainly like to have them in every home in the country.
Well, that's a big order, Mr. Williams. Not quite in every home.
And why not? We could aim for that, couldn't we? After all, it does pay to advertise.
Yes, of course.
And they come in the family-sized box. Just send Junior for some at any time.
I'd like to see Junior trying to lift a box of them.
Mr. McGoldrick will see you now, Mr. Williams.
Oh, thank you. Well, I hope I see you again, Miss Van Buren.
You will. So long. My, what an odd fellow. Imagine carrying McGoldrick's bricks home in a family-sized box. Soak them in milk. Never soft. What a character. Wonder why McGoldrick keeps him on the payroll. He was cute, though. Bricks. Why couldn't he have been a ruby salesman? I still say there's no romance in advertising.
Hi, Trudy. Well, how did it go with McGoldrick yesterday?
Oh, just fine, Harry. He liked the singing commercial very much. I didn't have to talk too fast to sell him on the idea.
Well, you know, he's been known to eat up advertising people.
He'd find me tough eating, Harry. By the way, I met the nicest character over at the brickworks.
Who was it?
A handsome gentleman by the name of Williams. Joe Williams, I think his name was.
Joe Williams? I don't think I know anyone by that name out there. Say, Trudy, are you sure he worked at the brick factory?
Yes, he was waiting there to see his boss. He talked so funny, though. I was beginning to wonder if maybe he hadn't been writing advertising too long. But I suppose he talked oddly because his ulcers were acting up.
Say, I wonder if you're talking about the Joe Williams from O'Brien, Ryan, Day, and Shay.
You mean he might have been from another advertising agency? I never thought of that. Say, maybe that explains...
What did you tell him? Did you say anything about our campaign for McGoldrick?
No, I'm sure I didn't. So I'll bet he didn't work for the McGoldrick Brick Company after all. Then he couldn't have been talking about bricks. My gosh. Maybe he was selling some intriguing item, like rubies, for instance. I'm as happy as I can be. My hands are soft and charming. I use wishy-washy soap so they never look alarming. Yeah, that should please them. I'll just retype it now.
A package for you, Miss Van Buren.
Oh, thank you, Tommy. Well, I wonder why anyone would be sending me flowers at the office. In fact, I wonder who would be sending me flowers. What's this? Looks like breakfast cereal. Yes, it is. Alpha Flakes. What in the world? Oh, here's a note.
Miss Van Buren, sorry we misunderstood each other. I was talking about Alpha Flakes yesterday. I found out from Mr. McGoldrick who you were. When may I see you again? Say around 6 o'clock tonight at the cafeteria next to your office building.
So, that explains his strange talk. Well, I certainly won't see him after work tonight. Cafeteria. I can go there alone any time. I'm not that hard up for a date that I have to go out with strangers. Of course I knew what you were talking about, Joe.
Yes, you did. Here I beat my brains out talking about breakfast cereal, and you take it for granted that I mean bricks. That must have sounded pretty silly.
Well, maybe a little bit silly. But it was a good joke on me. How could I have been so stupid? Here, what am I saying?
You're still writing for a brick company, and I'm still selling breakfast cereals.
Well, that's the way it goes. Got any more ideas today?
You bet I have. A real gem of an idea.
Sounds scintillating. What is it?
A ruby red, transparent, alpha flake.
Did you say ruby red?
Yes. It'll be a real event in the breakfast food world.
Oh, I should say so. But tell me, why ruby red?
Well, ruby's always interested me. I like them.
Who doesn't? You know, Joe, just the thought of rubies always carries me completely away. They're so exotic and very romantic and expensive.
It's my pet project. It might help put me in good with the boss again. Maybe ease the pain of not getting McGoldrick's business out from under your nose.
Never underestimate the power of an advertising woman, Mr. Williams.
Well, advertising woman, you just don't know how much power you have.
Really? Does it show?
Of course not. I mean, drawing power.
Oh. Or should I say, oh?
You know, I let you get away with that contract the other day.
You let me get away with it, why?
But
you...
I have another contract in mind that I'm working on now. And it depends on you, too.
You mean the United Blotter account?
No. I mean your account. This is a contract that I'd like you to sign on the dotted line. A lifelong contract.
Oh? With your company?
Exclusively.
Really? Do you mean someday we might build a house out of McGoldrick bricks and put alpha flakes on the kitchen shelves?
Transparent ruby red ones.
And perhaps in time there would be little people around the house who would save the box tops.
Lots of.
Joe, how about giving me a nice big kiss on my lovely ruby red lips before I think up some copy that might discourage you?
Thank you, Eve Arden, for a very entertaining performance. Miss Arden will be back for a final word in just a moment. But first, next time you see a soldier of your United States Army, take a good look at that uniform he wears. That uniform is the mark of a man, a clear and visible sign that its wearer has come up to the mark. It's always been so. From the buff and blue uniforms of General Washington's Continentals to the battle-worn uniforms of the combat soldiers of today, the United States Army insignia has been worn proudly by many generations of men. The man who wears this uniform needs help. The help of all young Americans who can measure up to the mark of a man. Join him now. Go to your nearest United States Army and United States Air Force recruiting station. Enlist today. Ladies and gentlemen, this transcribed program was brought to you by your Army and your Air Force, in cooperation with this radio station and your local recruiting headquarters. It Pays to Advertise was written by Sergeant James T. Reynolds. The music was composed and conducted by John Guarneri. Those in our cast were Joe Silver, Andy Dugan, Bob DeCoste, and Vera Ann Barlow. The program was directed by Charles Wilkes. Miss Eve Arden may currently be seen in the motion picture Three Husbands and will soon be seen in Warner Brothers' production of Goodbye, My Fancy. This is Joe Ripley speaking.
And this is Eve Arden reminding you to tune in this same station next week for another of your Stars on Parade.